The American Cleaning Institute, ACI, created Packets Up, an educational initiative for parents and caregivers to help reduce the number of accidental liquid laundry packet exposures in children by educating parents on the proper use and storage of liquid laundry packets. Accidents can happen in an instant. And if your kids are anything like mine, they are naturally curious and explore the world with their mouths. Never let children handle laundry packets and be sure to store all laundry packets, detergents, and cleaning products up and out of sight and reach of young children. I keep my packets up because as a busy mom of three, I want to make sure that my children are still safe, even when I'm distracted. Be sure to log on to packetsup.com or join the conversation using hashtag packetsup for more information and tools to help you prevent exposures from liquid laundry packets. You're listening to Mommy on the Move podcast with Tierra Haynes. Hi, loves. Welcome back to Mommy on the Move. If you follow me on social media, you will see that me and the fam, the Haynes crew, finally decided to leave the comforts of our home and go and see our family. And I just kind of wanted to hop on and talk about how we ended up making that decision, how we tried to our best to keep ourselves safe while we were gone, and ultimately just open up this conversation because we are definitely at a point in this pandemic where it's lasting much longer than any of us anticipated. And to say that we can just stay home until who knows when, I think is a little unrealistic. And as long as, you know, our government has deemed it, well, not I want to just say our government, because Lord knows we can't just leave it up to them. As long as the medical professionals that are in charge of saying what's safe and what's not safe are saying that, you know, we can move about a little bit. We can move about the cabin just a little bit, but do it safely. Then I think it's time for us to have this conversation and decide and talk about what that looks like for each of our families. And it's going to look different. But I wanted to just hop on and discuss, you know, our personal decisions. That's all I can speak on is what we did and why we decided to do what we did. So it's no shock or surprise. Again, if you follow me on social media, you will see that we have been sheltering in place since March 10th. We found out we were on our way to go to the Big Ten tournament. My husband's a college basketball coach. We were getting ready to leave and head out for the Big Ten tournament. And once we actually had all our bags packed, had gotten to the university, getting ready to load up, and the news broke on the TV at the university the day we were supposed to leave that the rest of the Big Ten tournament would be canceled. And we came back home and we have not gone anywhere since then. We haven't had any visitors. We weren't visiting anyone else, just the grocery store back home for months. We didn't do play dates. I hadn't had my hair done, my eyebrows done, my nails done. Dre hasn't been to the gym. We were doing at-home workouts. Again, just grocery store, back home. So fast forward a little bit, and the restrictions have started to lift in different states. We are in Maryland. Maryland was starting to, they were going through the phases of opening up. So versus some states were just like, okay, numbers are down, you guys are free to go. Maryland went in phases. And so they, you know, certain things opened back up in phase one. And we were actually, I think, already in phase two when we decided to head out. Our family is in Michigan and Ohio. So we were really closely monitoring the numbers in both of those states. And initially, we weren't going to go to Michigan because the numbers were really high in that area, which made us really nervous. but Dre's mom is compromised. She's been in and out of surgeries since, I mean, for years now, but most recently she's been in and out of surgeries since the beginning of the year, since January. And so we knew that they were staying at home. His parents, his mom and dad, they live alone. So outside of, you know, a grandchild coming over or something like that, they weren't, and, you know, going to the grocery store, same as us, they had been sheltering in place. So we felt safe letting us visiting them and the kids seeing them. And then, Dre's really good friend from elementary school was getting married, and her wedding had been planned for July, but once the coronavirus came and shut everything down, then they switched gears and made a smaller version of the wedding with including only close friends and family. And we really just felt like we didn't want to miss that. And so we asked a bunch of questions and we found out the wedding was supposed to be outside, which made us feel a little bit more comfortable. Like we could, you know, we felt safer being outside if we do attend something. And so that was it. You know, we just decided, we were just kind of felt like we were in a between a rock and a hard place. Like, do we, you know, continue to stay at home? Honestly, you like I said, our state had opened it up and said that it was okay for us to start to move around and do certain things. Numbers had started to trend back down. And honestly, actually, Michigan at the time when we went was only one of the only states that were in the green. So they were reporting less cases than anybody else when we were heading there. And then the county that my parents live in had very little cases as well. And my parents are still working and we're still working. But again, we're work, back home, grocery store, that was it. Like very limited movement on their end as well. So all of our parents are in the compromised age group. And then they've got some health concerns that even up that a little bit more. So we were all just being very cautious. But it was a really difficult decision to make. We had to decide between continuing to shelter at home or testing the waters and seeing what it was like outside. And, you know, for a really long time, Dre, like I was the one, I was kind of like, well, maybe we could sneak to the beach. And he was like, it's sick out there. We need to stay in the house. And it finally sunk in for me, the reality of what we were dealing with, that this was not a vacation. And not that I ever really took it that lightly, I am a homebody, but I like to be on the move. Ha ha. Did y'all catch that? But no, we're a family that's constantly on the go. And while it was nice to have this time to slow down, it was really hard for us and the kids. And, so in the beginning I really struggled, but finally I got the picture and conformed and did what we were supposed to do, which was to stay at home. And if we left, wear a mask. And, you know, there was a long time where we were coming home and coming right in the door, stripping at the door and hopping straight in the shower and washing down groceries and throwing away bags and, you know, the whole nine. And I don't want to say that we've gotten to the point where we're more lax, but I do think it was unrealistic. I mean, it just felt unrealistic to wash all of our groceries forever. Like, we just couldn't. So we still leave some stuff out. But, you know, for the most part, like I'll take the containers out of as many things as I can. And I'll still wash our fresh produce and things like that. But we did start to kind of ease up a little bit on protective and preventative measures as far as being completely extreme in that aspect. And so, like I said, the numbers started to drop in Michigan. And so we decided we wanted to check it out and see what could happen. So we actually have a really good friend of ours that's a nurse. And we reached out to her to ask her if she felt like it was safe. She's a nurse. She lives in Michigan. So she was in the thick of it. And they were coming out of it. And so she assured us, again, the numbers were trending down. We were going to stay in a hotel. So that was really the biggest thing why we were nervous. Like, you know, would we be okay in a hotel? And she said she felt like we would be fine, but just to take, you know, the necessary precautions before we got there. And so that's what we did. We decided to just pack up and be really smart. We had a plan. And so I just wanted to share some of these tips. They're not really tips. They're just things that we did that gave us comfort and helped us feel like safe, you know, on this little journey that we took. I was calling it the Haynes Family World Tour because we did end up hitting a couple of spots. And I'll get into the impact that had on us emotionally and mentally after. But in order to prepare, and again, this was not an easy decision to make. It was very nerve-wracking to go back and forth because, again, our parents are in the compromised age group. So, you know, what if we were just not asymptomatic and we had it and we took it to our parents? And, you know, there's all these what ifs, right? And so we really just wanted to be cautious and careful. And so just a couple of things that we did. We drove instead of flying. I don't feel ready to be in an airport just quite yet. That's no shade or judgment to anybody that does. This is just my personal opinion on the matter. I'm not ready. So we decided to drive. It's an 8-hour drive, excuse me, from Maryland to Michigan, which is not bad for most people. We are flyers, so it's a little bit of a struggle. The kids get about 3 hours in, they're like, where are we there yet? But because we drove, we just wanted to feel like we could control as many of our environments as we possibly could. So we did decide to drive. Because we drove, we packed gloves in order to fill the car up with gas. And, you know, when we stop at the gas station, actually a lot of gas stations have gloves at the gas station, which of course filling up the gas and stopping at the gas station is something we're all doing anyway, whether we are traveling much or not, we still have to fill our car with gas. So, that part of it didn't really stress me out or scare me or anything like that. Not more than anything else does. So, like I said, we keep a couple pairs of gloves in the car. And so we just proceeded that way with the gas. Like I said, we were staying in a hotel. So once we got to the hotel, I sprayed down the entire room with Lysol, just in the air, on any doorknobs or anything that we would touch. And then I went back behind. I sprayed the sheets, the bed, you know, everything on the bed, the chairs. I sprayed everything with Lysol, and then everything that I could that had a surface, I wiped off with Clorox wipes just to kill any possible bacteria or anything like that. So we just had the kids kind of wait in the hallway until I disinfected what I could. I cleaned off the toilet. I cleaned off the sink, any doorknobs, any touchable surfaces, the remote control, all of that. This is all probably stuff that we should do anyway, but we did that. And then as an added precaution, to avoid anybody else coming in and out of our room, we declined housekeeping while we were there. So there's 5 of us and we take, you know, lots of showers and stuff like that. So we would switch out our own towels at the front desk. And so we would just, you know, be done with them, either leave the dirty ones in the room or ask for a garbage bag, bag them up, take them down to the front desk, and then get new ones from the front desk that way. So that really did keep anxieties down a little bit, because once we got in the room, it was just us in the room. And so that did help to kind of make me feel a little bit more comfortable. I have and always do keep hand sanitizer with me at all times. So again, anytime we were out, the kids were touching anything, we were hand sanitizing until we got to a place where we could wash with soap and water. All 5 of us own masks. So anytime we stepped outside of the hotel or left Dre's parents' house, we would all have our masks on, even just to get from the room to the car, we all would have our masks on, don't touch anything, walk straight out, go straight to the car. And so that was just kind of how we handled those, you know, traveling in between. Also, any activities that we were participating in, we tried our best to make sure that they were kept outside, which is easier said than done, because the wedding that we attended was supposed to be outside. It got switched indoors. But we were seated with just each other, with just our family. I felt like they did a great job of keeping us distance at the wedding. And then once things got a little more loose, they released us by table to get our food, masks on for our food, gloves on, you know, from the servers. They had on masks in order to serve us the food, and then back to the table, and we ate that way. Once things got a little more loose towards the end of the wedding, like the dancing portion, we did let the kids dance a little bit. They kind of had like their own little corner. And then once, you know, drinks start kicking in and people are getting a little loose, we actually decided to leave. So we didn't stay much longer after the ceremony was over. We didn't stay much longer after that. But in an effort, so we did end up having a birthday party for Dallas, which I'll talk about that in a little bit. But we held the party outside. Again, it's just easier to kind of stay a little bit farther apart, to keep your distance. We did not keep masks on when we were outside with family. Again, a personal choice. Everybody won't agree with that. Someone even told me that my stories from that weekend gave them anxiety. And it gave me anxiety too, sis. So, you know, it is what it is. But, we did our best. We really, truly did. We, you know, we're giving people like elbow dabs, and, you know, we did come together for some group photos. But honestly, I feel like for the most part, we stayed at a pretty safe distance for the majority of the time, even when we were at the party. The kids did not. The kids played together in the water, but again, we were outside, so we did feel a little bit more comfortable with that. That's all the tips that I have. I mean, at the end of the day, it was easier to shelter in place when this felt temporary. 2 weeks turned into 4 weeks turned into 6. 6 weeks turned into 4 months. And it just seems like now we just have to figure out what life looks like with this as our new normal. I'm not saying any of this lightly. I know for a fact that I'm speaking from a place of privilege, that my entire family is in good health. And we don't have any extreme health issues that put us in a really compromised category. We made the decision that we felt was right for our family. We did everything we could to remain at a safe distance and safe in those different situations. I'm going to be perfectly honest, though. It's much easier to be in your own home because you write the rules there. I spent the next 2 weeks after we did spend that time with our family full of anxiety that we had possibly contracted the virus. We didn't, thank God. But the stress and anxiety of not knowing was really heavy to carry for that long. Am I glad we took the trip? Absolutely. It was healing to my soul to get to see my family after being away for so long. Will we be traveling again anytime soon? I highly doubt it. Unless it's just us. Visiting others, while it's nice to see people, is really stressful because you just don't know who's been there and who they'll invite once you get to their home. Funny story, Dallas's quote unquote birthday party was supposed to just be us. And, you know, I've mentioned this before. We're really, really close knit family. We're close to Dre's family. We're really close to my family. You know, his parents, my parents, and then extended family. And since we've moved, it's been really tough just being away, for the kids' birthdays or different holidays and things like that. And so, Dre's parents were really upset because they didn't get a chance to see Dallas they didn't get a chance to see Devin and Dre for their birthdays, but we were going to be there really close to Dallas's birthday. So they really just wanted to throw like one big party to just kind of celebrate all of the boys. And so it started out and, you know, I'm talking to Dre's mom and I'm like, Mom, you know, I'm still just not feeling, you know, being around a bunch of people. Oh no, girl, I'm not trying to have no coronavirus up in here. I'm like, okay, so we keeping it small, right? Yeah, girl, we just keeping it small. It's just going to be us and, you know, a couple of the kids' cousins. So, of course, that was the vibe all the way up until we got there. And then she needed Dre and I to run to the store. And we're at the store. We're like, how many do we need? And she's like, you know, maybe about 40 hamburgers. 40 hamburgers. So there did not end up being 40 people there, but the point of the story is just like, you know, I mean, it's her house. I can't control who comes and goes and how many people she's invited and told, yeah, girl, come on, bring the kids. So from that perspective, you know, it felt better to be in my own house and, you know, say who can come in and who can't and how many people is too many and, you know, blah, 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 whatever. So, but, you know, the kids had a wonderful time. You know, obviously I still feel positively about it because the outcome was good for us. I'm sure I would feel differently if we had left and one of us had gotten sick or all of us had gotten sick. You know, the reality is, at the end of the day, we're fighting a silent, invisible enemy. But it is very real. And I don't negate or question the reality of what we're experiencing right now. I truly don't. The effects can be damaging long term. We don't really know. And our medical professionals are still learning more and more about this disease every day. As for me and my house, we will abide by the guidelines shared with us by doctors, while also trying our best not to live in fear of the unknown. And honestly, I just pray that you can do the same. Because life doesn't come with a manual, it comes with a mom.